This recording, Brazil 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then, Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned this course of treatment might be expensive either, 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I was born in 1972, on 11th of June, 1972. So I'm 44 years old. First time I came to England was in 1997. I came because I wanted to do my master course here. But then once I arrived here, I realized I couldn't speak English. I thought I could because I had done a course in Brazil, an English course in Brazil. But then when I got here, I spent a couple of weeks in a friend's house and I went straight for an interview in a drama school, in a university. And I couldn't understand not even one word from that interview. So it was really embarrassing. Then I just told to myself, no, I'm just like, as we say in Brazil, I'm putting the horses in front of the carriage. I don't know if you have this expression here, but that's how I felt. And I decided that, okay, calm down. You first need a bit of time in England to be able to speak properly, or at least to be able to understand something before trying to get into a university. So I spent 1 year here from 1997 to 1998, just working as bartender, waiter, doing many different jobs in pubs and bars and restaurants, and studying in English schools. And because I didn't have any money, I used to go and do 1 week free trial in each school. So I did all those Oxford Street schools, one after the other one, just the first week trial. That was my trick, to try to learn something without spending any money. And I guess it worked, because in 19, 98, I went again for an interview in another university, now closer to what I wanted to do, because throughout that year I found out what I really wanted to do, and I got accepted. At the same time, I got a grant from Brazil to pay for my studies, so it's all the perfect timing, and I spent 3 more years in UK until the end of 2000. I did my MFA in theater directing, and by the end of 2000, I went back to Brazil. And I spent 14 years in Brazil, and now, since January 2015, I'm back in London. Bom, o que aconteceu foi o seguinte, eu vou contar aqui a história da minha vida. Eu nasci em 1972, no dia 11 de junho de 1972, então eu tenho 44 anos. Primeira vez que eu vim para a Inglaterra foi em 1997. Eu vim para a Inglaterra em 97 porque eu queria fazer um mestrado aqui em direção de teatro. Eu achei que eu falava inglês, tinha feito cursos de inglês no Brasil, enfim, achei que meu inglês estava beleza. Aí vim fazer entrevista aqui na universidade, fiz entrevista na universidade e não consegui entender uma palavra do que eles estavam falando. Aí eu disse para mim mesmo, não, espera um pouquinho, calma, você está colocando a carroça na frente dos bois, como a gente fala no Brasil. Você colocando a carroça na frente dos bois, você acalma aí e vamos pensar no que em traçar uma estratégia, então, do que fazer. Aí eu resolvi no primeiro, aí eu fiquei um ano na Inglaterra só estudando inglês. Na verdade, eu não tinha dinheiro para estudar inglês, então eu estava trabalhando como barman, como garçom em vários restaurantes. E como eu não tinha dinheiro para estudar inglês, o meu truque era frequentar a semana de graça que tinha nas escolas de inglês, o free trial, que era uma semana de graça nas escolas de inglês. E aí eu ia lá, não precisava pagar nada e aprendia o que eu tinha que aprender naquele ano. Aí foi por um ano, foi assim, e funcionou, porque depois de um ano voltei lá, fiz entrevista agora numa outra universidade, porque durante esse tempo eu já estava habituado, já sabia mais o que eu queria, então numa outra universidade mais a ver com o que eu queria. Fiz a entrevista, passei, fiquei mais 3 anos na Inglaterra fazendo o meu mestrado em direção de teatro. Terminei o mestrado em direção de teatro em 1900 e, aliás, no final de 2000, terminei meu mestrado. Voltei para o Brasil, fiquei 14 anos morando no Brasil, trabalhando com teatro. E em janeiro do ano passado, voltei à Inglaterra e estou aqui agora há um ano e meio.